Ashen here, the word of Tahira, that tells us that if there are Edom and Dinas Hayam, the water does not attest on, so it's a pasuk over here. This from a mikra, from a full pasuk. It's not only from the Vav, it's from the word of Tahira. And we just Ashen Tahira, V'loi Shiesh L'Edom. So how could Rav Shimon argue on the pasuk? So therefore, since the pasuk says that if she has Edom, the Schusim, if she has Edom, Bishas Maisa, so therefore the water does not check her, so who then we have again the Kasha Kotra of Shimon, the Chur Yistin, not like your Svara, that you want to say Schusim and not Tolu, because if so, people will say that merely she was Tmeya, just the reason why the water did not check her out was because either she has Schusim, or now we're saying because there are Edom there. So Chur, why doesn't Rav Shimon see, since the Torah says if there are Edom, the water does not check her, so we see we're not afraid of that svar that people will say that she's not really Torah. So Gemara answers, I'll tell you, Leshchichi. The Teretz is, Edom, Medina Siyam Leshchichi. That there should be Edom that know about it, and we don't know about it yet, that's not Shchich, that doesn't happen often. So that's a case that doesn't happen so often. Therefore, for this case, we're not afraid that maybe people talk and say that really the site is Atameya. How come the water did not kill her like? Because there are Edom, Medina Siyam, that people won't go around saying. But Leshchich, it doesn't happen often. The Rashi says, Leimaski inshi adatayu. People don't even enter their mind to think this way. Therefore, we're not afraid. And Rashi speaks out, even though the Gemara before said a different answer. Before the Gemara answered, the current Rabbi Shimon that made this chus leitoli is Edom nami leitoli. So Rashi says, Mishum dekat lehevi kaimelon drosha tahai kru. And so before we knew the drosha of this pasuk. But once we see now it's from a pasuk of Torah, so here Rabbi Shimon can't argue on, therefore we have to answer that he agrees that if there were Edom there, the Edom would not, if there were Edom that knows that she had znus, the water would not test her, and of this we're not afraid about, because this is a zach that's leishchiach, therefore people won't talk about, let's say that really, when she drinks the water and she's tor, people won't say that no, really she's temeya and just that the Edom saved her, because this is something that people don't think about. Therefore, here Rav Shimon agrees to the pasuk like that if there are Edom there, like Rav Sheshi said, halacha is the water does not test her. Rav Shimon only argued that in the case was she has chusim, chusim will not save her from the mehamar. All right, we'll stop here. You hold up Zayin Amar Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Ketzad oisalo." What do we do to the soita? Once we find out the wife after the husband made already. The kino, he warned that he had stira. We have Edom that we were found alone. So what does the husband do now? Is Malicha LeBezdin, Shabbai Samakum. The first thing is the husband has to take his wife and go to the Bezdin of that place. Like, in other words, to make sure that there's a Kabbalah Sadis for the Ede kino and the Ede stira. Then, Umaisrim Loi Shnei Talmidei Chachamim. This Bezdin, wherever you are, they give you two Talmidei Chachamim. And they walk with them now, with the husband and with the wife, to go to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Din HaGadol. Why do we have to have two Talmidei Chachamim walking with them? Because we're afraid, Shema Yovo Yoleha B'derech. Maybe on the road, on the way up, from wherever he lives, to Yerushalayim, maybe the husband will live with his wife. And then, like we had before, the Mehamorim won't test her. The Mehamorim only tests her if the husband is Nikah. The husband did not do anything wrong. But if the husband lives with her, b'yisur, then Allah is the mehamorim does not test her. So we want to make sure the husband does not live with his wife. Therefore, we send along two Talmidei Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Leiman no, Baila Neman Aleha. You don't need two Talmidei Chachamim. We leave the husband alone. He's Neman to say that he did not live with his wife on the way up. And therefore, when it comes to the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim, they make Hashkor Sasoita. They let his wife drink from the mehamorim. Because the machlokes on the common Rabbi Yehuda, are we afraid, do we believe the husband, that he says he did not live with his wife, or we don't believe him? So Gemara says, Trei v'iyu, it's mash makor to the Tanakhama, that we have to send up two Edom and the husband. Trei v'iyu, hotlosa, comes out to us three people here. Says so, leima mesayna l'rav, for now Mishnah l'chur, there should be a proof, according to Rav's halacha. The Amarav Yudam Arav, Rav Yudam Arav says, Loishon Uela Beer. When do we say the Loch is that two men are allowed to be Misyachid with an Isha? We know there's an Issa Yichud, you're not allowed to be alone with an Isha. What about two men? So then the Gemara Kedushin it says that two men are mutter to be with an Isha. But Rav says that's only Be'ir in the city. Avol v'derech, but when they're traveling on the road, ad yikar shloisha. You can't have two men going with a lady. You have to have three men. Why? Because we're afraid, shema yitztorech echad mehem l'nekavav. If you only have two men going, we have to be afraid maybe one of the two will have to go to the Beis HaKisei. And if so, we only had two to start out with. When one goes away, you only have one left over. So come out that this one person now is being miyachid with the Isha. So therefore, Rav says, when they travel on the road, b'derech b'layla, you have to have three men. So that's the proof from our Mishnah. That here it says, when the husband goes with his wife, we have to have two Talmidei Chachamim along. So comes out, there are two Talmidei Chachamim, and the husband, that's three men, going with one Isha. So you see, on the derech, you have to have three men. Sumara says, could be no. Maybe from our Mishnah, there's no proof. I'll tell you, lo, it's not that way. But hocha hainu taimi, nowhere in our mission here, we have to have two and the husband, three. Ki heiche de lehevi olei sadi. Maybe we want to make sure we have to have edim. We need edim to tell us that the husband was mezana or not. That's what we have to, that's what we need two tamir chom there. Lev olei sadi, tamir chom. And weiter, tamir chom im, you have to have two tamir chom im. But kuli almaloi, but everybody else is, you don't, nobody else is good. You would ask you need two Talmidei Chachamim to go along. So chura leima mesayla libich the Rav. The chura, so now there should be a proof to the other halach of Rav. So kids, to this first halach of Rav, we don't have any proof. It could be maybe after Yisra Yichud, it would have been enough one man and the husband. Two men may be amutar. The reason why here we have to have two besides the husband is because if the husband lives with his wife, we want to have edim that he did it. So that's why we have to have two. We have to have two talmid chachamim. Now, but let's. It says they have to be talmid chachamim. So who there should be a proof to the other halach of Rav? The Yom Rav Yudam Rav Loi Shonu Velik Sherim. When do we say that even two men or three men are mutter to be with an isha? There's no issa yichud. That's only if the two men are sherim, are kosher yidden, are the perutzim. But if the men are perutzim, not tamid chom like they're perutzim, they have shaykes taroyes, this nus, is afilu asoranami. Even if you have 10 men, they're also to be alone with a lady. The lady is also to be alone with 10 men. If the 10 men are goyim, or perutzim, they have shaykes, this nus, there's no heti yichud, even with 10 men. And so that's the proof from our Mishnah. That it says what? That the two people were Talmidei Chachamim. So that takes away the Yisur from Yichud. But Mashmir, if they would not be Talmidei Chachamim, they would just be Prutzim, then it would be also to be alone. So Mashmir, even though there are two or three people, with Prutzim it's also. So Mara says, and my story, there was a case like this, Vaitziyu Asora Bemita, 10 men took out one lady in a mita. In other words, they fooled people, they thought to say that she was mace, and they carried her out the city, as if to say they were burying her, and they came out right outside the city, they opened up the box, and they all had snus with her. So you see, if they're prutzim and barois, even with 10 people, they don't care. So that's Rav Salocha, that with prutzim, there's no heti yichud, even with 10 people. So maybe that's a proof, so that's also a proof from our Mishnah, that the two people that go along have to be Talmidei Chachamim. Zumara says, Loi, again, it could be there's no proof from our Mishnah. Maybe really, we argue on Rav, maybe. That even with Prutzim, people that are immoral, also, there's an Issa, maybe there's no Issa Yichud, as long as you have two or three men there. But Hochai no time, you know why over here in our Mishnah, we have to have Talmidei Chachamim, to Yadi Liasuriyabei, because we want them to be there to warn the husband. Like if they see the husband is about to live with his wife, they have to go over and warn the husband. So we want to have Talmidei Chachamim that know the halacha, that tell the husband, don't live with your wife, because she's also to you now, she's a saita. You're not allowed to be with her until after she drinks the mehamarim. So that's why we have to have Talmidei Chachamim here. But halacha, we hold both halachas like Rav. La halacha, we hold like Rav, that v'derech, there's only a heti yichud with three men, two men is also with an isha, who are then Balayla also, two men is us and need three. And who are then also the heter is only when they are Talmidei Chachamim, or at least not Prutzim Barois. But if the men are Prutzim Barois, they also have Shachas Diznus, then there's no heter for an isha to have yichud even with 10 men. We have Yehuda Roime Bailo Neman. If Yehuda, the Mishnah says, no, we believe the husband. If we don't have to have Tamid Chachamim going along, we believe and trust the husband to say that he's not going to live with his wife. Tanya will learn from Yehuda Roime. Bailo Neman Nikal V'Choyim. I have a Kal V'Choyim to believe the husband. When he comes to Yerushalayim, the Beis Din HaGadol, and tells them he did not live with his wife on the way. Omani Dishi Bikoris. Madach Bayin Isanida. Where a husband is Neman to say he did not live with his wife. Even though the Aver is so strong, it's a Chiyav Karas if you live with an Ida. Baila Neman Aleh, we believe the husband. They're allowed to be together, they're allowed to have Yichud together. We trust them to say they're not going to live together. If Saita, she believed this, that your wife was found to be a Saita, that it's only a Lav, a Chayvi Lav, and you're not allowed to live with her. If so, Lekol Shechen, isn't it for sure that we should believe the husband? That's why we believe that, that's what Rabbi Yehuda is trying to say, we believe the husband. Gemara says no, Rabbonin said just the opposite. He understands this. This is given, this is a svara to say just the opposite. That I'll tell you, neither the chorus chamirulei or mehemen. That since there's an issa chorus, a chiyuv chorus, if you live with your wife when she's a nidam, therefore a man would not do it. Therefore we believe the man, the husband, when he says he did not live with his wife. Therefore we trust him to have yichud, to be alone together. Because we trust them that they're not going to live together. Because there's an Issa Chorus. But Saita, the Lav, but by a Saita, there's only an Issa Lav if you live with your wife. Loi Chamir Lei, it's not so strict to a person. Loi Mehemon, therefore we don't believe the husband. That's why the Chomin and Tanakam and the Mishnah say, when the husband takes his wife up to the Beis Din HaGadol, we don't trust him to go alone, and we're afraid maybe he'll live with her on the way. Therefore we have to have two Tehemid Chomin to go along. Mar says, Rabbi Yehuda, for the Mar of Rabbi Yehuda, Mikal V'Chayim, Maisi Lo. Is it true that Rabbi Yehuda learns it from Mikal V'Chayim to believe the husband? For Rabbi Yehuda, Nikroi Maisi Lo. Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from a Pasuk. The Tanya would learn like this. It says in the Pasuk, V'Hevi Ho Ish Es Ishtoi El HaKoyim. It says, V'Hevi Ish Es Ishtoi El HaKoyim. So, Min HaTayro Ho Ish Mevi Es Ishtoi. That means, Yirai Sataka, the husband has to take his wife up to the Beis Din HaGadol. That's the Pasuk of when you find out your wife's a Saita, after you warned her, and you had Sfira, you know that she was alone with a man. So the Pasuk says, V'hevi ho ish es ishtoi, el ha-koyin. The husband has to take his wife up to the Koyin, to the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim. So that's Midiraisa. Is that what ish brings his wife? Avul omru chachom, but Midirabon and the Chom said, Moitzchim loy shnei tamid chachomim. That we have to give the husband two Tamid Chachamim to go along, because we're afraid with the Rabbanan that Shema Yavi Yaleh Baderech, maybe the husband will still live with his wife on the way up to Yerushalayim. That's what the Tanna Kama says, we have to have two Eidim going along. Rabbi Yossi Yoimin No, Bailo Neman Aleho. The Yossi says, we believe the husband is Neman. Mikal V'Chayma, like the Kal V'Chayma we just made. Umani the Shibi Chorus. Bailo Neman Aleho, if husband lives with his wife when she's an Ida, he's Chayiv Koren. So therefore, we believe the husband. There's no Issa Yichud. A husband's allowed to be alone with his wife, even though she's an Ida. Soita, she belav. Soita, that there's a lav if the husband lives with his wife. Is like Kol Shechein. Isn't it for sure that we should believe the husband? On this, Amrullah, the Chum said back to Yosi, no. Lo yimamata benida sheken yesh leheter. I tell you, there's a reason why your husband is Neman to say, I did not live with my wife when she was an Ida. Because there's a heter. Like he knows, if you wait 7 days, whatever it is, until she becomes Tor, he'll be able to live with her. So the Svara, like, why should you do it to Issa? Let him already wait till she becomes Tor. So that's why he could hold himself back, and we trust him that he will not live with his wife when she's an Ida. But to Yama, the Saita, Shein leheter. Mashenken, by his Saita, there's no heter. By Saita Kozman, she doesn't drink from the Mei Amorim, she's also to the husband. So the husband's afraid, like maybe his wife Taka did do the Issa's Nus, and when she drinks the water, she's gonna die. She's afraid maybe he'll never be able to live with his wife again. So therefore we have to be afraid, V'yayman, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Mayim Genuvim Yim Taku. Certain times, stolen water is very sweet. In other words, the Eitzara gets you to run after you to do Averis. So something that's also, that's when the Yetzirah runs after you. See, if your wife is a Saita and she may remain also in the Olam, the Yetzirah tells her to go live with her. That's why over here the Tanakhama says, we do not trust the husband to go up to Yerushalayim by himself with his wife, but rather we have to send along two Tamid Chamin to make sure that they won't live together. We have Yehuda Raina, Yehuda says, Minatera Ish Mevi Asishtai. Yehuda says, Ishno Es Midiraisa, that we trust the husband to bring his wife up by himself alone to Yerushalayim, Elokayim. Shinemba, the Pasuk says, Vaibi Ish Asishtai. And yeah. So who, this is Rabbi Yehuda, that's the kasha. Before Rabbi Yehuda said, how does he know his reasoning that we trust the husband to take up his wife to Yerushalayim because of the Kal V'Chomer from Nida? And over here in this price, so we see Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from a pasuk. He says, Midiraisa, the pasuk says, Vehevi Yo'ish Esishtoi, that after the husband found out that his wife is a Saita, he has the right to bring her up to Yerushalayim. So before we said it's a Kal V'Chomer, and now we're saying it's a pasuk. So Gemara says, yes. Oh, Malihu Kal V'Chomer Bereisha. I tell the pshat is like this. First, Rabbi Yehuda said, as a Kal V'Chomer. He said, I have a svara to believe the husband. Madach Daloch Riz, when your wife is a Nida, we trust you when you tell us to be alone with her and you're not going to live with her. So for sure, we trust you if you was your wife that's a Saita, you're not going to live with her. That's what he thought at first, it's a Kal V'Chomer. Upirchu. But on that, we ask the question, maybe no, just the opposite. And it's a Nida that's a Chayit Chorus. From that you hold yourself back. But maybe from an Issalav of a Saita you won't hold yourself back. So therefore I do not know that we could trust the husband. Therefore, Behodav Amalu Kro. Therefore now, Yehuda says it from a Pasuk. So therefore it's good that this price is going after he was Chayzah from the Kal V'Chomer. Once we have a Pirch on the Kal V'Chomer, now we could say it from a Kro. And this the Gemara says, Hurab Yehuda, Hainu Tanakama. That's the first Tanakama that says, the beginning of the Brisa said the Tanya, that the Pasuk says, Vehevi ish es ishtoi elokoyin, minatoyro ish mevi es ishtoi. That was the Tanakama that says, Midiraisa, we believe the husband. So how come we asked, was Rabbi Yehuda being Moisif? Like, Mashmetz amachloikas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Because after the Tanakama we have Rabbi Yehuda, and then we have Rabbi Yehuda. What is Rabbi Yehuda saying different than the Tanakama? So more answers Pashit. But the Kashmir was only reviewed that in the Tanakhama. The Marian says, Ikibinayu Avalamru. But the Tanakhama says, true. Midia Raisa, we believe the husband to go himself to bring his wife up to Yerushalayim. But Midirabbanan, though, the Chum said, no, not to trust the husband. Midirabbanan, tak, we have to have two Edim to go along with his wife. So that's the Tanakhama. Mashenk, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda does not hold from that. Have you those even with the Rabbanin, still we believe the husband. So that's the Masalika Tanakama in Rabbi Yehuda. Now the next Mishnah. Now, after the husband brings his wife up to the Bezdin HaGodlin Yerushalayim, Ho Yomal Le Noisla Bezdin HaGodlin Shibir Yerushalayim. He used to bring her up now to the Bezdin HaGodlin Yerushalayim. That's where the husband had to take his wife at the Saita. What did they do there? O Ma'aymin Oleho. They used to like scare her, tell her things to try and make her admit that she did this nus. Kiderach shemayim min aleidin afoshos. The same way when two Edom come to say they saw the way Reuven killed somebody, Bezin also like scares them and tries to make them like if they're lying to admit that they're lying, not to go and have somebody killed in vain. So before like the Edom, we believe the Edom totally. We really test them out. We try and scare them to make sure they're not lying. So the same thing we do to a Saiter also. We try and scare her to make her admit if she did this nus. V'yaymolo, we tell her like this. Biti, like my daughter. Har b'yayin oisi. A lot of people drank wine, and it could be because of that. Yara taiva to do znus. So please admit it. Rels ha b'yishchoi koisi. A lot of people stam laugh. They get in a good high mood. And because of that, they could have znus. Har b'yaldis oisi. Children talk. Rashi, the Gorium Lanara Yolda Shetavu de Kilkol. That may be also because the kids you're playing around with like, and that may have znus. Harve Shechenim Aroyim Oisim. A lot of bad neighbors do these things. Like maybe you learned it from your bad neighbors, they helped you, they talked you into it maybe. So if so, like admit that you did this nus. Say Lishmoy HaGodol. Do it for the sake of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. Shenichta Vigdusha. That the Lacha by the Neis Saita, what we do is, we write up a Megillah Saita, and in the Megillah we have Hashem's name written on it, and then we put this Megillah into the water, and Hashem's name gets erased in the water. So really a Saita is causing Hashem's name to be erased. So we tell this Saita, please admit that you did this nus in order not to have to have Hashem's name be mocha, erased for nothing. So he says, "Say l'shmoi ha'godol she'nichta b'kdusha that shelo yimcha l'mayim." It should not have to be erased on this water. That's what we tell her. Then the oimel lefneil devorim she'nem kedai l'shoimam hi v'chol mishpachas beitaviyah. We tell her things that really she should not hear these things, and that her mishpacha should not hear these things. In other words, we want to try to get her to admit that she did it. Rashi says, "Eimer ruya lo." We tell the things like tzaddikim that they also did certain things wrong and they admitted that they did it wrong. Not that she deserves to be called like a tzaddik if this and this, but we only tell her these things that maybe because of that she'll also admit. Now, if she does admit and says, yes, I admit that I live with a man, I had this with a man, right away we rip up the ksuba. Shaveris is mashum loshim. We write back a receipt to the husband as if he does not have to pay the ksuba anymore. The yoitzes, and he has to give her a get, but she does not get killed because there was no edim, there was no hasra. So therefore, since she's admitting it, so we don't kill her. But our kofonim, the husband gives her a get. She's also to her husband. What about the imamra toirani? Let's say she says no. She says toirani, I did not live with a man. I'm still tahor. So then malin oisel l'shara mizrach. We bring her up to the shara mizrach. Rashi says that's the shara achitza, the outside gate. Sheboy nechnosim harabayis. That's the entrance up to the harabayis. O mishom l'shara niknor. And from there you go to the second gate, the shara niknor, who shara elyon. That's called the upper gate. Shebechoyma in the wall. Shebe ezra yisrael yezas noshim. That's between the Yezas Yisrael and Yezas Noshim. So it says here, Mala Nois L'Shar Mizrach, Shal Pesach Shar Nikner, which was by the entrance, the gate to the Shar Nikner. Sheshom Amashkenes Asaitis, because by the Shar Nikner, that's the place where they let the Saitis drink the water. Like Rashi says, B'vnei Shloi Niskatsha B'gdushas Azorah, the thickness of that gate to not have the Kedusha of the Azor itself. Why? Because he used to bring the Mitzorim there, they had to have Tyre putting in the hands inside. The same thing also, the Saita also went there to drink from the Mehamorim. Or Metarim es Hayodos, that's also where Yeledes came. Or Metarim es Mitzorim. Or Mitzorim used to come to the Shar Nikner. So we bring up the Saita also. We would take her from the bottom gate and bring her up to the top gate. Now the koyin oichid the bigdeho, a koyin would grab a hold of her clothing. If nikra nikra, if her clothing would rip across of that, very good, they ripped. The nifrumu nifrumu, if they tore, Rashi, nifrumu means even a bigger cutting. Here it says, prima gedola mikriya, shenikra lekroyim harbe, it got ripped up into a lot of pieces. So if a dress got ripped up into a lot of pieces, that's okay. Achu megales liboy, until he uncovered near her heart, the Saiser Esari uncovered her hair. He took apart her braids. We have Yehuda and Yehuda says it depends. Hemhoya libano, if she looked pretty, the lay of her heart was pretty. Lehoya magaleya, we would not uncover it. Hemhoya sarano, if her hair was pretty. Lehoya Saiser, we would not uncover it. And we'll see in the Gemara because we're afraid of hearer. We're afraid of the other people around her that would see it. It would cause hearer. So therefore we don't want people to think, look at her and look, desire her, therefore we don't let you uncover her. If she was wearing white clothing, we change it now into black clothing, all to make her look ugly, as if to try and get her in a low mood, that she should agree, she should admit if she did the aver or not. If she's wearing golden kalim, golden jewelry, or klitois, that's tashit, also tashitim, different.